Drive.
Thanks again, Danielle, and welcome back to The Drive Time here on Northumberland 89.7. Well, it's the top of the hour, and joining me right now on the line is Ken Prue. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Glad to hear from you. Now, we're going to talk about the Hermitage show that's coming up this weekend at the Capitol Theater. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
So let's...
Let me talk about it.
Please do.
I was busy putting the loft at Hardinan House together in December. The loft is a new intimate entertainment venue downtown,
mm-hmm.
planned to show films and live music. I had tagged The Hermitage Revealed as one of the first films I would play, and I went to the people at the art gallery to tie in with them and offered it up as a fundraiser, where I would donate a sum of money, $5, for each ticket that the Art Gallery of Northumberland volunteers sold.
Sure.
In principle, it was a good idea because they had a platoon of volunteers.
Right.
But, of course, the Art Gallery of Northumberland is about to temporarily suspend its operations. And they knew that. Senior management knew that. When I was organizing this, what I did was I booked it at the Capitol.
Smooth. Good move.
Because my opening date at the loft slid out of November and into January, and I didn't want to miss this film. So this film's playing on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Capitol Theater. The focus is on the Hermitage, a 250-year-old museum in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the treasure trove of Russia, the Soviet Union, and now Russia again for the last 250 years.
Absolutely. What was it used to be home to the famed Amber Room, which nobody's been able to find.
Yep. And it was Catherine the Great's home, and her jewels are there in the basement. And also in the basement are catacombs and treasures that most of the world has never seen. It's really pretty amazing. And I'm doing this because part of what I want to do at the Loft is a strand of programming called Exhibition,
mm-hmm.
Great Art on Screen. And what it does is it takes us cinematically behind the scenes at some of the great exhibitions at the great art galleries of the world. They're curated, and they're really quite interesting, and I think that it's a nice strand of programming to complement festival films, opera, ballet, classical music, and live music, the mm-hmm. other stuff that I'm showing. It's kind of like the entertainment pages of the Globe and Mail on a movie screen in downtown Coburg.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, this is a walking tour of the Hermitage, right? So it's sort of, is it shot in that point of view perspective where they're walking you through as the observer?
Yes, it is, but there are talking heads too. You know, and it's nicely cut. It's multi-camera, nicely edited, very educational, and there's lots of curator talk. So it's not like a single cam walkthrough.
Right.
There was a film made that took that point of view, but this is different. This is I won't say it's conventional, but it's a different approach,
mm-hmm.
and very educational and very inspiring, I think.
Well, I mean, I've seen documentaries from, you know, decades ago about the Hermitage, and I mean, it's quite an incredible story. It's really quite an incredible space in Russia, right? I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, it is.
And that's an
understatement. If I may, I want to editorialize on art galleries for just a moment. Throughout the history of Europe, and I'll include Russia in Europe, art galleries have been incredibly important. And when some of the great wars, or most of the great wars, were being fought,
mm-hmm.
you know, the combatants were stealing each other's art and stocking their famous art galleries with this art, because art has always been so crucially important to cultures as they evolved.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and I don't want to liken, I don't want to indicate that, you know, stealing art is a good thing. Of course, it's a bad thing. But art galleries are important because they chronicle our culture. And so I'm over here as a cheerleader saying, I don't want to see our art gallery go away. And I'm going to show movies about art exhibitions and talk about art exhibitions, because I hope that people will get charged up about trying to find a way to make the Art Gallery of Northumberland survive in some capacity.
Well, and again, they've done quite a job at preserving culture, not just here locally, but also from Ontario and across the country. They've got an incredible art catalog at the Northumberland Gallery there. And, we hope that they get over this financial burden that they're going through.
Yeah, my guess is that they'll find a way. And so I just want to say come out on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Capitol. Enjoy this art gallery and contemplate the importance of our own art gallery.
Now, you've also got another show coming up too, right? You've got the Highland Brothers show coming up. Is that still going on at the Loft this weekend?
Yes, it is. It's at 4 o'clock this weekend. It's an alternative Robbie Burns concert. Alternative in the context that these guys are bagpipe rockers.
Right.
It's Greer Coffins, Aaron Motley, and Jim Bish, and they play bagpipe, saxophone, and guitar. They're virtuosos. It'll be a lot of fun. It's a small, intimate venue, and I have to find a way to present to Haggis between now and 4 o'clock on Sunday. I've never done that.
Well, you can always search online for information about that, I'm sure.
So I've done that.
So you've got a full weekend then. You've got the big Hermitage show on Sunday, and then right after that, you've got to be over to the Loft.
Yep, to present the Highland Brothers. And I won't have all of the people from the Capitol on the bus with me. They're going to stay at the Capitol and watch the film about the Hermitage.
Awesome. Well, just so the listeners know, we still have two tickets available, by the way, to the Highland Brothers show, the alternative Robbie Burns concert dinner. $20 it's a $40 value, actually, for these two tickets. So all you got to do is give us a call and tell us what's playing at the Capitol Theater Sunday afternoon. We've been talking about it for the last 7 minutes or so. So surely the listeners know. And Ken, you have yourself a great weekend, my friend. And again, thank you for being such a huge supporter of culture and community here in Northumberland, here in Cobourg.
And you too, Dave. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
Talk soon. Bye.
And that, of course, was Ken Prue, ladies and gentlemen. He's putting on the big Hermitage show over at the Capitol Theater. That's this weekend, this Sunday at 2 o'clock. So, again, you want to get there a little earlier. This show will probably sell out. And then Sunday evening at the Loft, the Highland Brothers, an alternative Robbie Burns concert. The tickets are $20 at the Loft. Or you can call us right now at 905-372-2321 or 905-372-2391. We are giving away a pair of tickets. And now here's Joni Mitchell with a little bit of Woodstock.